Welcome everyone, and thank you for listening to this episode of VaxHub Careers in Vaccine Development, the podcast that brings you insights into different and exciting professional development opportunities in this space. My name is Ludovica Vaiarelli. I'm the Outreach Coordinator of VaxHub, and it is my great pleasure to guide you through this journey. Today, I'm here with Emily Gloinson, who is a policy advisor to the Policy Impact Unit in the UCL Department of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Public Policy. She has 5 years of experience in policy research and advice, and currently delivers policy engagement activities for VaxHub, among other projects. So a big welcome to you, Emily, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a complicated story, I guess, because I studied international relations at university, and then I was looking for a kind of policy research role after university, and started working for a not-for-profit research institute based in Cambridge, where I broadly looked at kind of science and innovation policy more broadly. And then I got a job working more directly with policy advice at a Norwegian delegation to the United Nations in Rome. And as I was coming back to London, I was thinking about how can I combine these two experiences into one. So I found this job that kind of perfectly sits at the intersection between policy advice and research, in that we deliver policy engagement activities for the Faculty of Engineering Sciences. And I focus specifically on vaccine manufacturing and the manufacturing of personalized medicine. So we think both about how we can influence policymaking, but also how policymaking can influence the research that happens here at UCL. So it's a bit of a strange story, but I guess I would say working in science and innovation policy more broadly and then working here. Yeah.
I think it's very interesting to see also, because we've been speaking with, you know, researchers and people that do the actual science, but it's also very interesting to hear, you know, the perspective of those working in policymaking and that actually, you know, are at the interface with the public as well and governments. So what, why do you think we need policymakers in this space, and what would you say inspires you about the job that you do? What do you like about it? Where do we see the impact?
I thought a lot about this in relation to COVID. I think it really brought to the fore the importance of vaccine manufacturing for the policymaking space and the importance of building vaccine manufacturing capacity globally, because as you know, pandemics and infectious diseases have no borders. But also for us to actually have an impact with the research that we do, it needs to be taken up by the policy community and the public more generally. Mm-hmm. And that's what I found really, really interesting is to really look at the intersection between the two. And it is difficult because I think policy making and working with policy impact, it's a long-term process. And it's a very iterative process as well. So unfortunately, we can't just organize a workshop and then an impact will occur as a result. It depends on many, many interactions and building networks of stakeholders that we can engage with in the policy community. But you can see that we have had an influence on the way that policymaking has happened, especially in light of COVID-19. So we've had influence on conversations that have been held at the World Health Organization and UNCTAD about vaccine manufacturing capacity in low and middle income countries, and mm-hmm. had impact on a viral vector initiative and a technology transfer hub in these organizations. And then we also just continue to have these kind of stakeholder engagement activities, policy engagement activities to build those networks and to make sure that the VaxHub's research is seen in the policy community, but also to make sure that we can build that kind of longer term impact as well.
Right. What do you think are currently the trends in policy making in the sense of in the space of vaccines? So I guess with the COVID-19 pandemic, things have changed a little bit. There is much more awareness of the importance of vaccines, and as you were saying, of vaccine manufacturing as well. what do you see happening in this space? Has something changed specifically in the policy, in the policy making area after COVID? Or do you have anything, any thoughts about this?
Yeah, so I think, as I said earlier, COVID really brought to the fore the importance of building global vaccine manufacturing capacity, because mm-hmm. as the pandemic hit, countries turn inwards to meet national demand for vaccines. And it meant that many countries in the global south were left behind. So in the wake of COVID, what we've seen is that there's been a plethora of initiatives to make sure that you can build that capacity also, so that when the next pandemic happens, or then there's the next infectious disease outbreak, that countries can adequately respond. And I think it's really positive, because it will not only improve local health security and equity, but it will also improve global health security, because infectious diseases and pandemics don't know any borders.
Yeah.
What has happened, so I actually did some interviews on this with lots of policymakers, people from industry, to understand what are the barriers and enablers to building vaccine manufacturing capacity in low middle income countries. And what you can see is that there are loads of different initiatives. So universities have put in place training and skills programs, which the VaxHub has done as well. Organizations have put in place frameworks and initiatives too, to build that capacity. But we lack criteria for what good looks like mm-hmm. and what success is. So I think a trend is that there's been an increase in the number of initiatives, but they're perhaps not very well coordinated.
Right.
So thinking about what are the gaps and how can we help fill those gaps instead of kind of reinventing the wheel are the main developments. And then I think in the UK space, there's an increased focus on questions around sustainability and also spreading kind of vaccine manufacturing capacities and the benefits of the work that we do in the VaxHub locally and regionally as well.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. What do you enjoy most about your job?
I think I don't know. I'm a bit of a nerd in that I really love working in an academic setting and to surround myself with so many subject matter experts. And I think as I approached this, because I don't really have a background in biochemical engineering, it was a bit intimidating. It was almost like learning a new language. But it's so much fun to immerse yourself in a completely new topic, to learn the terminology, but also to be able to rely on the experts that we have in the department mm-hmm. And to apply it in the everyday as I speak to policymakers about this work. I think it's really inspiring. It's also extremely inspiring to be at the forefront of research in this space and to be able to talk about VaxHub's work.
Yes.
With all these different stakeholders. And then I also think it's been, as I said, really fun to learn about biochemical engineering. I wouldn't say I'm an expert. I'm still learning. I don't think I'll ever be an expert, but slowly but surely I'm getting more confident in working in this field.
Maybe it would be nice to ask you if you have any advice for people that are interested to pursue a similar career in policymaking within the science / vaccine manufacturing space, if you have anything that you'd like to share.
Yeah, so I thought about this before as well, because people have asked me to explain my career, and I think a lot of it is just luck that things kind of arise. But if there's some general lessons, I think for me personally, it's been really valuable that I do have that policy research background. I think it means that I can apply quite technical material and then make it accessible to wider audiences. I think mm-hmm. that's been very useful. I think also having exposure to a range of different types of activities, so policy engagement activities that might be workshops or interviews or responding to government consultations, and also having a kind of interest in learning from the policy community, but also from the researchers, and being willing to perhaps ask the stupid questions as well has yeah. been really important. And I think that's also something that I've come to realize as I've continued in this role, that asking the stupid questions is perhaps valuable at times because it brings an outsider perspective on things.
Absolutely.
And yeah, just wanting to learn as well, and relying on the experts in the field, recognizing that you don't have to be an expert in biochemical engineering to deliver policy impacts.
Yes,
in the just field.
Need to be willing to learn, yeah, and open to listen to others and share ideas. That's great. One final question. What do you think is the biggest challenge for you as a policy person in this space?
Definitely immersing myself in the kind of language, mm-hmm, and not coming from a hard science background. It's been lots of learning. But I think also when I applied for this job, I kind of ended up in this rabbit hole of trying to understand all the processes in detail. And then I realized, I took a step back and I realized that actually I'm working with the experts. So I don't necessarily have to be
the expert.
Exactly.
Yes. You can just rely.
Yeah. And just continue to collaborate with people in the hub, but also with other people outside of the hub who work in this field.
Right. I said it was the last question, but I actually have another one. Yeah. It would be interesting to know where you see yourself going. Where do you see your career going in terms of, I don't know, in the next 5-10 years? What would you like to, would you like to stay in academia or maybe move elsewhere?
So
what are your thoughts?
I think what I'm really passionate about is working at the intersection between policy, research, and advice. And I think this job is really good for that. I think that I would like to continue to kind of expand on the research side of things as well. And I think that I'm kind of sneaking that into the current role that I have now too, where I'm thinking about how can we do kind of policy engagement activities in a rigorous way.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think looking back at my career now, it's been very unplanned, and I've kind of gone along with whatever opportunities have presented them to me. So I think that I would like to kind of see where it goes. I don't have a firm plan yet, but if I could continue working at this intersection, that would be my kind of dream career, I think.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of VaxHub, Careers in Vaccine Development, the podcast that brings you insights into different and exciting professional development opportunities in this space. My name is Ludovica Vaiarelli. I'm the outreach coordinator of VaxHub, and it is my great pleasure to guide you through this journey. To delve deeper into the world of vaccine development and production through fascinating stories from researchers, academics, entrepreneurs, and policymakers, among others, be sure to also explore our other podcast episodes, as well as our summary video series on the same topic.